This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. A jihadist insurgency topples a government. The West intervenes. The jihadists retaliate against an oil installation filled with workers from countries all over the world. You're getting some of the details there right in the newscast. That's what's going on today. It's the classic Al-Qaeda sandwich. And like fast food franchises, the Al-Qaeda brand is popping up in insecure neighborhoods all over the world. The latest tensions in Mali and Algeria, the work of the group Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. The Maghreb is the local name for the vast territory of North Africa, including the rugged Sahara Desert. Far from much of strategic significance, the Maghreb is a lot like Afghanistan, which became a safe haven for terrorist training and a base for fomenting Islamic political tension. The question is, can Al-Qaeda in North Africa create a terrorist safe haven to produce warriors against the West, as well as threaten population centers such as Algiers, Tunis, or Timbuktu in Mali? They may have already reached this goal. J. Peter Pham is director of the Michael S. Ansari Africa Center at the Atlantic Council. He joins us. Welcome to the program.
Hello, John. Thank you for having me.
How would you gauge the significance of Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb right now in terms of its ability to foment tension and possibly even threaten the West?
Well, this is a group that has had its ebb and flow over the last decade. It started out as an insurgency trying to topple the government of Algeria and install an Islamic government there. And it participated in the wars, civil wars in Algeria in the 1990s, in which tens of thousands of Algerians lost their lives. But it was relatively weakened at the beginning of the 21st century and then was listless, looking for a new fill-up or a new lease on life. And it actually mutated into something of a more of a criminal organization than a jihadist organization, making tens of millions of dollars in recent years from kidnappings for ransom, from helping narco traffickers and other smugglers. But then it changed again, adopted the Al-Qaeda brand about 6 years ago. And since then, it's been back and forth between the jihadist element and the money-making. And after the Libyan conflict, the two sort of came back together. The money provided the ability to hire fighters, to buy some of the weapons stockpiles that disappeared out of Libya. And that enabled them to, last year, to seize control of three provinces of northern Mali, an area roughly the size of France or Texas, if you want to think of a comparable space.
Which is exactly what the French have intervened to stop and what presumably this activity in Algeria is retaliation for. I guess my question is, Mr. Pham, when the U.S. security officials last summer were saying, and many of them did, that Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb was not a threat, that it was not really capable of striking at the West in any significant way, were they dealing with outdated information, or did they just not understand what we now know they are capable of?
I think it was a failure to appreciate that it was a very dynamic situation, that things were changing very rapidly, and that's the problem when you use old intelligence and preconceived notions.
And would you say this is an intelligence failure or just a very fluid situation that now the U.S. is playing catch-up?
I think a little of both. Certainly, we overrated the Malian government that we were supporting. It certainly had a lot of problems that we didn't recognize. At one point, U.S. aid put out an official report to Congress which called it a poster child. Obviously, it wasn't.
And, you know, going forward, a lot of Americans have difficulty fearing something going on in the Sahara Desert. Should Americans maybe focus more on this region?
Most certainly. It's a region that's very important, not only because it bridges North Africa and the vastness of sub-Saharan Africa and its growing economies and importance for our interests in the world economy in general, and also because it's already reaching out back to Europe and to the United States. In December, two men were arrested in Alabama by the FBI and charged with a conspiracy to travel to northern Mali to join up with these Al-Qaeda and Islamic Maghreb terrorists to receive training and who knows what else next.
Lots going on. J. Peter Pham, director of the Michael S. Ansari Africa Center at the Atlantic Council. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.